Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Rich elderly people do weird things, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, of course, especially if it means that there's a box somewhere out there with like $5 million.
Treasure chest. It's Anna and Raven. So art dealer, author, and eccentric older guy Forrest Fenn confirmed that the search is finally over.
Oh my gosh, for what?
So 10 years ago, he hit a treasure chest. Here he is talking about it.
I found a beautiful little treasure chest. I started filling it up with wonderful things, jewelry. Two gold nuggets weigh over a pound apiece. 265 gold coins from my collection. And I took it out and put it very secret in a very dear place. I walked back to my car smiling because I had done something that I had dreamed about for a long time.
Yeah, and now he's 85 years old and it happened.
Mm.
Yeah, thousands of people have been searching for a decade and finally it's been found by somebody who doesn't want to be named. And do you blame them? You find like $5 million treasure chest?
Yeah, because all your cousins are going to show up. Yo, man, I need a loan.
Can I have a gold nugget?
I'm thinking about starting a pressure washing business, helping brother out.
The one that weighs over a pound. Fenn says he doesn't know who the person that claimed it, but the person did say, and they confirmed it because he showed him a picture of it. He mm-hmm. actually has it.
Right.
But there was a poem in one of his books that led him to the hiding spot, and it was somewhere in the Rocky Mountains.
People have been looking for this treasure for a long time. Few people even lost their lives looking for this treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
be careful, but it is exciting. It is fun, right?
Yeah, and he urges people to keep searching, keep being treasure hunters. And it made me start thinking, like, what was a treasure that you found?
So I found an arrowhead. I was out west, and I was traveling one of the times that I was moving across the country, because it was like four times. And, I was in the Badlands, and I found an arrowhead, and I might have found a piece of a fossil. Here's the thing, though. I put them in a box somewhere in my house, and I've never seen them again. So maybe if I had left a poem for myself, that would have been helpful.
Maybe just a note or an email.
I mean, I do like looking around, and archaeology is always something that fascinated me. So when I'm out in places like that, I always look. There's no fences, and there's nobody walking around in the Badlands, frankly. So you might just stumble on a T-Rex.
Yeah, my husband, my mother-in-law passed away last weekend, so he was down going through all her things.
Right.
And he brought back these binoculars, and they are so old.
Right.
And I was like, where are these from? And he says that he thinks, and now I have to do the research,
right,
that from his great-grandfather from like one of the wars, he'd
Magellan?
Be able to spot like the enemies using these.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah, so I have to do more research on it. But I'm like, oh my gosh, we have a real family treasure here. Like, we get to do some research on it.
That's exciting. I hope you don't find out that it's like from Target 1992.
No.
They just look old?
Yeah, I'll take a picture and send it to you later. They were so cool.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. What was the treasure that you found? It could be anything. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. A very wealthy older man named Forrest Fenn. He hid treasure in the Rocky Mountains 10 years ago. Here's what was in his treasure chest.
Jewelry, two gold nuggets weigh over a pound apiece, 265 gold coins from my collection.
He kind of gave clues in one of the poems. He's also an author. And sure enough, now it's been found, and it's worth about $5 million.
Now, that's exciting, man, right? Yeah. I mean, to go on an adventure that's so different from what normal life is nowadays. I salute you, sir, and I also would have liked to have found it.
Me too. It's Anna and Raven. But a lot of times we stumble upon treasures, things that we didn't even know were treasures, but we come across them and they're exciting to find and it's different and they come out of nowhere.
Right. Something in the grandma's attic or something like that. Could be anything.
Or even just walking down the street. That's happened before. One time I found $20 on the street and it was like I'd won the lottery. It was just so exciting.
At the right age, that definitely is a treasure.
Yeah.
In the right situation.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What treasure did you find?
Hey, so I don't know if it's considered like an actual real treasure, but my husband and I, we were doing some work in our yard and I dug up this statue in some type of saint. And well, I think it's a saint. I don't know where it came from, but it's wearing like a cloak and a little crown. And it was upside down too.
Oh,
which
wait
was
a minute.
Really weird.
Oh, I know
that.
I'm pretty sure that another foot down below that is your dog.
No, somebody's
dog.
Oh, yeah.
Or a demon.
No, saint upside down. So, yes, when I was a realtor.
Yeah.
Okay. So, oddly, I know this. I remember that there was this thing where you would, and this sounds awful, you would bury the saint upside down in your yard, and that would help sell your house.
Oh, good.
And I remember people, like, joking with me about it, and I remember somebody actually doing it.
I hope you like this house, because you're never selling it now. You removed the saint demon blesser of house sales.
I don't know if it says St. Joseph.
I don't know. It was really cute.
Yeah.
I took it out.
Where is it now?
It's on this little ledge I have above my window in my kitchen. So I see it when I wash dishes.
That's just nice.
A fun little reminder that, yeah, it's fun.
That's actually interesting.
I'm glad it wasn't over the dog. Okay. I am glad about that.
Yep. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What treasure did you find?
Years ago, I was at the beach and there was something that pinched me. So I lifted my beach blanket. And there was a diamond ring.
Oh, I would have thought. I thought you'd say a crab.
Right. I was going to be like sand fleas.
And it was like a good sized diamond too. Like I actually have a diamond taken out of it, and I redid my own engagement ring with it.
That's nice. You didn't go to the lifeguard and go, somebody may have lost this. Instead, you were like, let me hold this up to the sun. It looks like a carrot and a quarter.
Beach treasure.
It is a beach treasure, but you didn't think about maybe trying to like find its owner?
That's sad person.
Well, actually, I totally did. And it was at the lifeguard station for a while. And they called me and they're like, hey, listen, no one's come to claim this. So
yeah.
You found it. It's all you.
Right,
Finders keepers.
I take it to the pawn shop.
Yeah. Finders keepers, losers weepers. That stinks, though, for whoever's diamond that was. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's better than getting bit by sea lice.
That's true. Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.